This is a podcast from Minute Media.
What's going on, Rams fans? Welcome back to Rams Showcase. Tonight, what the heck is Aaron Donald going to do? Plus, Tutu Atwell getting some praise. Is it warranted? And later, a big Rams Showcase update. Next on Rams Showcase.
Welcome to Rams Showcase on Sports War Radio.
What's going on, Rams fans? And welcome back into Rams Showcase right here on Sports War Radio and the Fan-Sided Network. I am your host, Joe Brandon, but you can and should call me Sheriff Joe Bex. I am laying down the law for you tonight. A lot of cool stuff to get into. We're talking about some big old named Rams players, and one of those, Aaron Donald. What the heck is he going to do? Is he leaving us? Is he just going to bail after chanting run it back on the stage with a drunk Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay? Is that what's going to happen? We'll see. We'll have to see what happens. We're also getting into some Tutu Atwell action. Chartarius Atwell, if you will. And then on the backside here, we do have a big update for Rams Showcase. So you're going to want to stick around on that one. That will be broken up into its own clip, though, that will be posted on all of the Rams Showcase social media pages. If you don't follow the Rams Showcase yet on social media, you can do it at Rams Showcase just about everywhere, at Sheriff Joe Bags for myself. And if you are hearing the audio-only version, there is a YouTube channel for Rams Showcase. And if you are on the YouTube channel, there's an audio-only version. This is a podcast. So it is available wherever you already find your favorite podcast. That's Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple, Google, all of the other ones. There's so many. I don't know where you listen to your favorite podcast, but either way. Before we get started here into the good stuff here, well, I guess it's all good stuff. But either way, yesterday, this is now the 5th, so we are on June 5th right now. So yesterday on Saturday, June 4th, Rams head coach Sean McVay did get married. It feels like we've been kind of expecting this for quite some time, and this is not super Rams-related news, but I did want to mention it because it's pretty cool. And Sean and Veronica, they were together when he showed up to the Rams, so now they are married. That was a pretty long engagement, and just wanted to send out congratulations to Sean and Veronica. There's some pretty hilarious clips from the wedding that are circulating around social media. If you get a chance to check those out, there's like one of Sean rapping and stuff like that. So looked like it was a pretty good time. I know Les Snead and his wife, Kara, they were both there. I'm sure there's plenty of others of other names that we would recognize that attended that wedding. But just wanted to send a congratulations to Sean and Veronica. More importantly, on the same exact day, Sean McVay gets married. Two of my very favorite listeners also got married. Edwin and Yennefer got married yesterday as well. And just like a massive congratulations. I'm super happy for you guys. And I wish I could have been there, but the way that life is going right now, it's a little too busy with a new job and stuff like that. I really wanted to go. That would have been an absolute blast. So I'm sorry that I'm not there. I'm still trying to figure out what the heck I want to send you, because everything I kind of think of, it's like, nah, that's not enough. Like I gotta go big. You know what I mean? So, that's where I'm at with my own headspace on it. But also there was a photo shared. I'm not going to put it up. I didn't have time to ask for permission by the time I was starting recording and I wanted to just go, I didn't reach out. So that's kind of my mistake here, but there's a photo of Yennefer sitting at the table, and there's a big old Rams helmet sitting there on the table, and she's got this look on her face. It's super funny. It's good stuff, and yeah, good people, and super stoked for you guys. It's going to be a good life for you, too. I can definitely tell. You guys are great people. All right, let's get into the beef. Let's talk about Aaron Donald, all right? There's still conversations that he might retire, and now it's kind of like that I kind of go back and forth on my own feelings on whether he's going to retire or not. Some days I'm like, nah, he's not leaving. There's no way. And then there's some days I'm like, oh man, did we just like, is that the last play we see of Aaron Donald? Is that the last play of his career is getting to Joe Burrow? Like what the heck, you know? So I don't know. I go back and forth myself. Sean McVay says that talks with Aaron Donald are going in the right direction. That sounds positive, and with the history of the Rams and negotiating with Aaron Donald specifically, we know that these things can take a long time, and I think I would expect it maybe July or August time for an official announcement, but I do think that this is something that is an ongoing conversation between Aaron Donald and the Rams. I mean, all reports indicate that that is very much the case, that they are in communication and that it is positive in some regards. But there's also that part that Aaron Donald might just leave, and that's fine. Reports are saying that he does want a certain amount of money to continue playing. That has not been confirmed officially. We don't have like an Aaron Donald quote saying like, if I can't get this number, I'm done kind of thing. But it also, I mean, it kind of makes sense that that could be a case. I mean, make it worth it to a guy who's got absolutely nothing to prove to us. You know what I mean? So you got to think of all of those different factors as well of what is Aaron Donald's mindset looking like? What is he sitting out here doing? Is he trying to prove that he is more dominant than he already is? You know what I mean? He's already proven that he's one of the most dominant players this league has ever seen. So he has nothing more to prove to us. He doesn't owe us anything. Like, to Rams fans, he's done everything that we could have asked him to do, and then some. I mean, he's made such an impact on this team. I would put him on the Rams Mount Rushmore already, and I know some people will say that's recency bias. He's, you know, like, what about Deacon? What about Merlin? What about Dickerson? You know, all, and the list can absolutely go on. This is a very long history for this franchise and has seen some absolutely unbelievable players, but Aaron Donald is in that conversation. So I don't know. There's a lot of things that go into it. Okay, so I had a conversation, a very, very brief conversation last week in my comment section, or a couple weeks ago, I suppose. But I had a very, very quick conversation, and definitely no attacks are intended here or in that conversation. But, you know, somebody had mentioned that Aaron Donald, he's like, it's kind of like this woe is me of like, I make all these millions of dollars to play a game. And I disagree with that sentiment, but I spent the last couple weeks trying to understand that sentiment. Because I feel like in any argument, for myself at least, I'm not going to speak for anybody else. I can only see the world through my own perspective. But what I try to do is I try to not only get my side understood, because that's what we're all trying to do at all times. But I also try to see, okay, what does this other person believe? Why do they believe that? How do they believe that? And you know what I mean? Just kind of try to dig into that, dig into the why of why would this person say that, you know, that they feel this way about something. And that could be anything. It could be political. It could be religious. Any topic. I try to figure out why do they think this, and why do they subscribe to this mindset, and why are they defending it so hard? You know, what is it about them that they feel they need to dig into that belief? And again, not an attack on anybody, but when I hear some people say that Aaron Donald, you know, he's making all this money to play a game, and there's other people that are working harder than him. I mean, yeah, there's always somebody working harder than any of us at any given time. There's people that work harder than me. There's people that work harder than you. I mean, there's people that work harder than Aaron Donald. But I would say that Aaron Donald is absolutely in the conversation of one of the hardest workers. You know what I mean? Despite what he makes, despite the paychecks that he receives, that's irrelevant. I don't know if it's understood the amount of work that goes into being one of the all-time greats of a professional sport. And yeah, maybe we all aren't blessed with hyper-athleticism. Exhibit A right here. You know what I mean? That's why I'm talking to you guys right now and not participating in any athletics. You know what I mean? If I ran to my car right now and ran back, I would be severely out of breath, and it would not be good content for anybody. So I don't know. It's there's a lot of things to go into it. And yeah, there's people that work harder than Aaron Donald, but let's not pretend like what he does is not hard, and that he's not, you know, absolutely just out here crushing it and working very, very hard to get where he's gotten and to get what he's received over his career. You know what I mean? So it's I'm trying to wrap this thought up in a way that makes sense, and I'm kind of talking it through with you myself as I wrap it up. But I guess one example that I can use is, you know, people will mention that Aaron Donald makes however much money and that he maybe shouldn't be complaining because of what he's making. But let's keep in mind also, there's a photo that I have. Maybe I can find it and put it up. Where I was at SoFi Stadium, there was 5 different versions of Aaron Donald jerseys in just a quick little joke photo that my dad took as we were walking into SoFi Stadium for the first time. We hadn't yet seen the field or anything like that. We're walking into the stadium for the first time. He took a photo of me. And in the background, you can see 5 different kinds of Aaron Donald jerseys. The amount of money that Aaron Donald has brought to the Los Angeles Rams, to Stan Kroenke, to the NFL in general, I think that that alone is worth him getting his cut. And yeah, we can sit here and say, you know, $30 million or whatever to play. He's not making that much right now, but I think he will. $30 million to play a game in the NFL. I mean, yeah, that's a lot of money. But when you're Aaron Donald and you are a future Hall of Famer, probably first ballot if I had to put money on it, then the amount of money that you're bringing into the NFL and to your owner is hundreds of millions of dollars. So for him to make 30 a year, I still think he's getting shorted out here myself. And it's not about what you're doing for that money. It's about who's willing to pay for it. You know what I mean? It's like people will sit here and argue with me saying that doctors deserve to make more money than Aaron Donald. Well, maybe, but also nobody's paying to watch doctors do what they do. Also, the fight on that topic specifically is free healthcare. Who's going to pay these doctors? You know what I mean? We are paying for Aaron Donald right now. That's just the way it works. But we're not paying to watch doctors perform surgery. We are watching or paying to watch Aaron Donald destroy the souls of quarterbacks. That is what we're doing. So, of course, he's going to make that money. It's where the money's going. It's not that we're going to watch Aaron Donald do this, so this person deserves more money, or this person's working harder, so they... It's all about where the money's coming from. I wouldn't say that I work extremely hard. I'm a radio DJ. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of easy things at one time and stuff like that, but I feel like I'm compensated appropriately. You know what I mean? There's other people in the building that I would say that I might work harder than, that make more than me, and that's fine. That's whatever, but Aaron Donald is in a position where he brings in so much money that I think he deserves his fair cut. That's kind of like the best that I can say on it right now. And I hope that that makes sense. If it doesn't, please feel free to reach out and let's have this conversation. And I by no means want to just force my own opinion on anybody and say, like, Aaron Donald deserves whatever he wants because of what he's done. That's kind of how I feel, but I'm willing to listen, and I want to hear from you. And you know what? I would even be willing to open it up. If somebody who disagrees with me is willing to sit here and have a conversation with me, we can load it up, we can have a talk, we can even do it live on my YouTube channel, and we can have that discussion. We can plan that. If that is something that you would like to do, reach out to me. We can figure that out, okay? We can figure out if you severely disagree with me, you think that other people are way more valuable than Aaron Donald and he doesn't deserve to be this and he's turning into a diva because he's asking for money, stuff like that. Let's have that conversation. I'm down because I want to understand where you're coming from. I also, of course, in that process, want to get across how I feel about it and my own opinions, because that's just the way humans work. We're always trying to share our opinions and what we think about things. But I am also curious to learn. I'm interested. So if that is you, if you are one of those people, feel free to reach out. Leave a comment, and you can leave like your Twitter name, something like that. I'm very available on social media. I'm a terrible responder. I get that. But it's simply because I hate the fact that I'm always reachable, but I get it. You know what I mean? It's 2022. It's weird to me that everybody has access to, like, in my world right now, there is like thousands of people that have multiple different ways that can send me something, and it makes this thing shake, and then I'm being reached. So it's kind of a weird time that we're living in, but please reach out. And if you are interested, I will see those, and I will try to coordinate a way that we can have that conversation with each other. Aaron Donald is quite the topic right now. It feels like Aaron Donald's like the next big divider in the Rams fan base. It seems like this fan base always needs to be extremely divided on something for some reason, whether that's something huge like St. Louis versus LA, whether that's Carson Wentz versus Jared Goff. There's all kinds of things, new uniforms and old uniforms. The list can absolutely go very, very deep on things that this fan base has been extremely torn on historically. So this just feels like the next one, the next small one. Of Aaron Donald, is he worth it that much? I say yes, because without Aaron Donald, I don't think the Rams have a Super Bowl ring right now. I don't think the Rams have won a Super Bowl if Aaron Donald is not on this team. And maybe we get more, but either way, this team gets worse the second Aaron Donald is off of it. Whether that's him going to play for somewhere else or retiring, but the second 99 is no longer on the Rams roster, this is a worse football team. day one, right away. Hopefully, though, he's the last one to wear 99 as a Ram. Hopefully, whatever he does, hopefully we see him a lot. He's got the potential to make more money outside of the NFL. And that comment might get some people to disagree with me. That's fine. But you see what like somebody like Tom Brady got as far as like a TV deal. You don't think people want Aaron Donald? It's his name alone. I mean, it's big time. Let's move on here to Tutu Atwell, wide receiver, going into his second season as the Los Angeles Ram. And you know what? Year one, a little bit rough. And I know myself, plenty of others out there have been pretty harsh on Tutu Atwell. I think it's deserved myself. Not as a person. This is not a personal attack on Tutu for sure. I'm sure he's a great dude. There are other people, though, other Rams fans that are very high on Tutu that really think that this is his season, that he's going to pop. So we'll see. But he's getting a lot of praise right now from the Rams coaching staff. One quote that we heard recently was, "It's like day and night difference from last year." The way that he's approaching it, the way that he's handling himself, it's like day and night is the quote that we're hearing. He's taken to Twitter multiple times to kind of talk about the haters and that he's going to prove them wrong. I'm not a big fan of that myself. You don't have to spend your offseason telling people via Twitter, via social media that you're coming for it and you're gonna have, you know, you're gonna do awesome this year. Just do it. You know what I mean? Like you just do it. You don't have to tell me, just go do it. Like, why are you telling us that you're going to do awesome this year? If that doesn't work out, we're just, you know, the internet, Tutu, you know, the second, if it doesn't work out, we're all going to pull up those old tweets and be like, well, this aged well, and like stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, so just do it. Just go. We're only a couple months out. Just show us on the field what you can do, Tutu. You don't have to take to Twitter and say it. I am I am not in a position to like be like Tutu needs to prove it to me myself, but I like to think that I am a person who can kind of represent the Rams fan base in a way. So with that being said, I've not reached out, but I would love to have Tutu Atwell come onto this show and explain to me and Rams fans why we should be excited. And that's not me trying to get Tutu where I can, like, he can say something like, ha, see, you're not good or whatever. Like that's not the case. I would love nothing more than Tutu Atwell to pop this year and be the guy that we were advertised. Speed, he's shifty. He can do all this stuff. He can fit into this offense really well. Can he be that guy? I would love that. I would love if Tutu could be that guy. I think I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen any even flashes of it yet. But I mean, last year he played in only 8 games. Our concern with Tutu going into the season was health, and then he had to have shoulder surgery. He's built like me out here, and he's taken hits from linebackers and stuff. That's just not a good position to be in. He does look maybe a little bit bigger than he did last year, but not by a whole lot. But last year only played in 8 games, so under 50% of the Rams' regular season games. He had 10 receptions for 54 yards. So, I mean, that's easy math there. 5.4 yards a catch. That is nothing to brag about. That is nothing to write home about at all. I mean, it's NFL stats, and it's more stats than I've got, but this is not a comparison between me and Tutu because I'm not an athlete. He is. He made it to the NFL. He should be able to do these things. I should not. You know what I mean? He had 5 kick returns for 87 yards. That's a 17.4 average. Those were only against 2 different opponents. He only returned kicks against the Seahawks and the Giants. He had 10 punt returns total for 54 yards, 5.4 yards per punt return average. So there is nothing here that is flashy. Nothing here is impressive by any means. Nothing even touches impressive. You are the 6th wide receiver on a roster. You barely get playing time. You've got some speed, so sometimes you're in a kick returner. But I would say today, 100%, he is not the best kick returner on this team. I would argue that. I would argue that he's not the best returner on this team. I think that who we've had at returner has been far superior than Tutu Atwell. So we'll see how Tutu can fit into this team, because I think we already have somebody who's better at returning those kicks, and also the wide receiver room is absolutely stacked, and I still fully expect OBJ to come back. So there's a lot of things that have to go in. The lack of tape has to be considered here, though. Of course, only 8 games, 10 receptions, you know, really only only 25 plays where he had the ball in his hand all season. So the tape is limited, and that has to be considered. The lack of production, the lack of advertised speed, the press conferences last year that made him just seem uninterested, that has to be considered. I think that his attitude last year, I said it right away, was like, oh, he does not look like he fits into the Rams culture. That was the very first thing I said. And I think I mentioned as well that I think that would translate onto the field, and that he would maybe not do so well. He made me nervous after his press conference. The first one that I saw was like, oh no. So I'm excited to see this year, because all indicators say that he is, you know, completely different this year. So we haven't seen it yet. We've seen some little small clips from the OTAs and stuff of him catching some passes and stuff. And hey, that's awesome. That's cool. I hope it works out. I hope he pops and has an awesome season. And I want that to be clear, that I want that to happen. I don't want any Rams player to fail. I want anybody who's on the Rams to succeed. All I'm saying is that what I'm seeing, I just don't expect it. My hopes are extremely high. My expectations are extremely low on Tutu Atwell. I think that's kind of like the best way to wrap it up. But I want to be here later on in this season talking about how wrong I was about Tutu Atwell. I am begging to have that segment where I'm sitting at this desk saying, you know what? I whiffed on Tutu. That guy's awesome. I didn't think he was going to pop. I didn't think he was going to do this, and he did. I want that. I want that segment, but I don't feel like I'm close to it right now. And of course, we're in the off season, and we have to see him on the football field against the Bills. Maybe something will happen. Maybe it'll be later in the season. Maybe he'll slowly get introduced. But either way, right now, I think we're far off from it. In one big game, if he pops against the Bills, I'm not going to sit here and say, I was wrong about Tutu. He's awesome. I'm going to sit here and say, okay, he had one good game. Let's see if he can be consistent with it now. And then we'll kind of go from there. And it will take some time. Either way, because of what we saw in his rookie season, it's going to take some time for me, and I know some of you other Rams fans as well, to really hop on the Tutu train and be all about it and be buying, you know, Atwell jerseys and stuff like that, because right now I don't think that's not what's happening right now, is what I'll say. I'm not holding my breath for this to happen is ultimately what I'm saying. It's very much like that scene in the movie Sex Drive with Seth Green. He's like, oh yeah, I'll hold my breath until you guys get back. You know, it's very much that right now in my life with regards to Tutu Atwell. And like I said, the Rams are already very loaded at the position. I still kind of anticipate OBJ back. Of course, that's not a guarantee. But also, there's no rush there because he's not going to start the season for anybody, so it doesn't matter. But there's no rush on OBJ, but we should hear news at some point. Of course, that is a dumb thing to say. Of course, we'll hear news at some point. That's just how it works. But the health is, of course, a reasonable concern for Tutu Atwell until it's not a concern for Tutu Atwell. I mean, we were concerned going into last year, and it happened. He got hurt and missed most of the season. So until he shows that, I mean, this is the same thing with Cooper Kupp. We had the injury concerns with Cooper Kupp, and then look at him. He stays healthy for a whole season and has one of the best wide receiver seasons, if not the, that we've ever seen in the NFL. His 2021 season, Cooper Kupp's 2021 season, unbelievable. Something that I don't know if we'll ever see again as Rams fans on the Rams roster, unless maybe Cooper Kupp can beat Cooper Kupp. The only one that can beat Cooper Kupp is Cooper Kupp. I don't know why I had to go like Kennedy on it or whatever. let's see. Yeah, we were worried about his size going into last year, and it definitely bit us. But, you know, I've said it before. I'll say it plenty more times. This is definitely not the last time I will say this quote, but the best ability is availability. You can be fast AF. You can have jukes. You can catch footballs in the corner of the end zone in OTAs. But if you're not on the field on Sundays, does any of that matter? I say no. We'll take a quick break here. On the other side, we, in lieu of fan quesos, I have an update for you as far as Ram Showcase goes. So hang tight. Welcome back into Ram Showcase. I am your host, Sheriff Joe Bags. At Sheriff Joe Bags, at Ram Showcase is where you can follow on social media. All right, guys. There's something I want to talk to you about. I do have plenty of notes here, but ultimately, I do want to talk to you and just have a little bit of a chat. This is unlike something I've done before, so I appreciate the patience with this as I try to explain myself and explain what is happening in my life and in my world with Rams Showcase right now. So bear with me here. For starters, I want to open it with this. Rams Showcase is not going anywhere. Rams Showcase will still continue to exist. We are in season 7, year 6 of Rams Showcase, and I love that. I have full intentions of continuing the show. The Rams Showcase, Sheriff Joe Bags, not going anywhere. But to be completely honest with you, I think I need to refind my motivation for Rams Showcase. And I don't know if it's come through to you as the viewer, but I know myself probably about since the Super Bowl, maybe a couple weeks after the Super Bowl. These episodes have been very forced. I feel like I've put out episodes because I have an obligation, certain contractual obligations and certain personal obligations as far as I don't want to disappear. But I feel like I've done episodes because I have to do an episode, not because I'm stoked to do an episode. And Rams Showcase has always been that for me. It's always been I want to sit here and talk about the LA Rams with Rams fans and have an awesome time. And the ever since maybe mid-March, maybe even earlier, it's been forced. And I think it's coming through. At least it is very obvious to me. And if it's obvious to me right now, then if it's not obvious to you yet, it will be soon or would have been soon. So, let's see. I think a job change right around the Super Bowl and that timing as well, I think that did play a factor. I changed from a Monday through Friday day job and that I've had for years, that I've done a Monday through Friday day job for years and years and years. And that's been part of my Rams Showcase schedule is doing a Monday through Friday, getting off by like 5 o'clock, coming home, doing an episode in the middle of the week. And then it's done. It's ready for the weekend, game previews, finished, all that stuff. But now my schedule, I'm a radio DJ who works at night. So, I mean, my air shift is 7 to midnight. So that kind of like really changed my schedule. It's difficult for me myself to wake up in the morning and do an episode. Sometimes I just don't feel like my energy levels are right to pass off to through the microphone and into the camera. You know what I mean? I want to have that high energy and stuff. And I think some of my best episodes, personality wise, have come since I've started at the radio station. But I think content wise, I've fallen off. I think dramatically. That's just my own personal opinion. But I'm also extremely tough on myself. I rewatch all my own episodes and I pick them apart. But it's all with the intention of getting better and making my show better. But I feel like I've kind of fallen into a little bit of a rut there where it's been repetitive. It's been very copy paste. It's been very much this is the show structure. This is the way it was last week. Instead of this news story, we'll put in this news story. Instead of this one, we'll do this one. Instead of this topic, this one. Here's our fan quesos. They're just a different set of them every single week. But ultimately, it's been the same show, I think. And I'm getting bored, simply put. And I don't want to be bored with this. I want to be excited about this. So changes have to happen, simply put. Changes have to happen here at Rams Showcase for myself, for my own sanity. And for the quality of the show that you are receiving, things need to change. I've never felt like a pro at this. I've always felt like I'm just a dude who happens to have a show about the Rams and that I work really hard to make it a good show and something that you will enjoy. But Rams Showcase has always been an escape for me, something that I started to kind of, you know, make it through having boring jobs, stressful jobs, something that I can do to kind of unwind. But it's something that I do on my own. I write it, I record it, I edit it, I publish it. Everything here is me, except for social media, which now includes Adrian, which has been an awesome addition for sure. I've had my fair share of jobs, like I said, over the past couple years that have been pretty boring, maybe they're super stressful. And it's always been something Rams Showcase has. It's always been something to give me something to work on, give me like that creative outlet, that escape that I know that most of us are typically searching for and struggle to find, and ultimately a hobby. Like my favorite hobby, you know, is doing a podcast, and it's cool. I mean, extra money, whatever, that's not a big deal. Money comes and goes. It's really easy to find. It's out there everywhere. But like stuff like that. I mean, it's just something fun that I do. And I love the Rams. I've got a Rams tattoo. You can see this is just a bedroom in my apartment. I got a 2-bedroom so that I could have a studio room. And I like that it's all set up like this. I think it's really fun. But I now have a job that I absolutely love, and I don't feel the need to escape from my current job. Being a radio DJ, it's an absolute blast. Going into work every day and trying to find out what I want to talk about, what I want to be excited about, and it's a music station, but it's music that I love, and it's a radio station I grew up listening to. I started listening to the station that I'm on when I was just a little kid. My dad listened to it growing up, and I used to... there was a story my mom was telling me that I kind of remember it vaguely, but that I used to have one of those little purple radio DJ toys. And in elementary school, I used to go out into my garage and I used to pretend that I was a DJ on the radio station that I work for now. So it's a dream job in a sense. And it's been so much fun. I don't feel like I need to escape from that. And in fact, I will show up early before I clock in just to start doing stuff in production or something. Yesterday, I stayed about an hour late just working on other stuff after I clocked out because I wanted to do more. So I definitely don't need to escape from that job. Some of my coworkers have mentioned that with the creative outlet at work, that maybe having two places to have that creative outlet is just too much. Like, you only have so much creativity to release onto the world. And when one of those is your job, it can be hard to get that outside of that as well, to force it essentially. But doing a live radio show in one of the biggest stations in my market, it's been unbelievable. And it's so hard to explain, so hard to say how grateful I am for the position that I'm in. I've tried to work at this station for the last 8 years or something, like something absolutely outrageous. And then it was like the second I gave up, and I was working at a TV station. The second I gave up, I get emails saying like, "Hey, we got a spot open. You should apply." And it wasn't guaranteed. And come to find out, there was hundreds of applicants on it. So, and the fact that I got it, it goes back to grateful. And I'm not saying this to brag, anything like that. Definitely not. I'm just, I'm proud of myself, I guess, is the best way to say that. I think that I've come a long way, and I think a lot of my hard work has paid off. And we're still at the beginning, and I'm not going to have that Jamarcus Russell syndrome where I show up and it's like I get the job and it's like, all right, I made it. I'm here. I made it. This is it. You know what I mean? Like, now it's really time to work. It goes back to that Cooper Kupp tweet of like, this is not the destination. This is the start. You know what I mean? I definitely feel that way. But having a job I love has made myself, I don't need Ram Showcase to give me a creative outlet anymore. I don't need Ram Showcase anymore, but I want to need it again. You know what I mean? In a sense, if that does make sense. I think I've let myself sit in this structure for too long. It's become a little bit stale for me. Like I said, I don't know if it's become stale for you, but it is becoming just it feels very copy paste to me. And instead of saying this name this week, I'm saying this name this week. And I don't want to fall into that for sure. If I'm getting bored, I imagine that I may not be keeping you engaged, and maybe that's coming. It's coming through in my numbers, at least as well. I've noticed a drop, and it's also the off season, which happens every year. The off season comes and numbers drop off. People are watching hockey right now. Go Avs. People are watching baseball right now. Go Rockies, I guess. I don't know, but there's always a drop off, but I feel like it's been a little bit harder this year than it has in the past. And there's also like the part of it like where this goes kind of back a little bit to the exhaustion of Ram Showcase, because it is hard. Like I said, I do this myself. There's pride in doing it myself, but there's also like it's exhausting. And if I am not feeling it, then it just doesn't get done, and that's not good. But I was talking to one of my buddies about this, and I mentioned something. I was like, man, these Super Bowl years, they really get me, man. They're so hard. Like, we had an extra long regular season and then game previews all the way through the Super Bowl. Like, it's exhausting. And he called me real quick on it. He was like, oh, is that hard for you? Your team going to the Super Bowl? Is that difficult? It's like, oh, yeah, man, you're right. Like, I guess I got to eat this up a little bit, you know, but that's kind of funny. Yeah, it's just an interesting approach to it, I guess. But Ram Showcase has always felt like it was kept alive by the drive for a Super Bowl win. And now we have that. And so I did kind of feel like this this we did it kind of vibe. You know what I mean? Like, after the Super Bowl win, it was like, well, what now? Like, we did it. That's it. Like, you know what I mean? It was, I kind of talked about that mindset when the Rams went to the Super Bowl, beating the Saints in the NFC Championship game. It very much felt like that was like it. We did it. We made the Super Bowl. And then we lost, only scoring 3 points. And then going into this year's Super Bowl, it very much felt like making the Super Bowl, beating the 49ers, as sweet as that was in the NFC Championship. It still felt like there was still work to do. And, you know, it's just, then it felt like it was over. So I think a lot of that coupled in with, like, my own personal life kind of falling into place really well, and then the Rams win the Super Bowl. It was a weird transition, because in the same episode, we talked about the Rams Super Bowl win, and then we went to, here are our free agents. Who do we keep? Who do we not? And it happened in the same episode, and I didn't like that. I didn't like how fast we did that. We didn't celebrate enough. That's actually what another one of my coworkers said, that we need to celebrate it more. So that's something that maybe we'll touch on as far as content goes in the next few weeks here. But all that being said, I am going to tear down Ram Showcase. It's built up right now into what I think is a pretty strong, you know, existence, but I'm going to go ahead and tear it down, and I'm going to rebuild it entirely. I'm going to have kind of a day one feel to Ram Showcase. I will still be doing these random episodes, especially if there's really big news that we need to talk about. I'll hop in and participate in some of that, but I would say that it's a safe bet to expect at least a little sporadic until maybe late July. I would say that that's a safe bet to expect. Maybe there's going to be some gaps as we head into probably late July is really where I'm looking at getting back into full swing. But a rebuild of a 6-year-long show. We are the longest running Rams podcast here, Ram Showcase. I say we. I'll explain that later. It's a long process, though. It's a long thought process. A lot more goes into it than just, this is the new structure I want to do. This is the new layout I want to do. This is the way I want my studio to look. Here we go. 1 week, we're good. Like, just take a day and tear down, build up, we're good. Keep moving. It's not that simple, because Ram Showcase is very meticulous, and I've done a lot of things very much on purpose. Some of the things that you are seeing right now on your screen, if you're watching the YouTube version of this, some of these things are very on purpose, where they're placed. At any given time, you can see, I think it's minimum that I've said, with a full shot, I want 5 Ram Showcase logos visible at all times. You feel free to try to count them, but at least one on any screen that you see. If you see any of my screens at all, if it's a full screen graphic, anything, I need at least one Ram Showcase logo on there. So stuff like that, small things. It's meticulous. Everything is placed very on purpose, and a lot of thought goes into it. A lot of thought goes into my graphics. A lot of thought goes, like, I would make the border of a word 26, like the point 26, simply because I liked Mark Barron. You know, like, stuff like that is how, and I never explain that to anybody, but it does go that deep as far as, like, the meticulousness of the show itself. But we will be working with some new sponsorship deals. I'm not sure if I haven't talked to anybody, but Shaw's Customs, I'll have a conversation with Shaw's Customs. I'll have conversations with other people as well. As we work towards sponsorships, I have been reached out to by other bigger companies, Manscaped, BetUS again, stuff like that. So we'll kind of dive into that and see how I want to attack that as far as sponsorships go. But hopefully we get merch very soon as well. And this is not the end of anything. If anything, this is just a new beginning of Ram Showcase. And I don't want it to feel like Ram Showcase is coming to an end, because that's definitely not the case. But hopefully merch will help that feeling as well. But we'll have an entirely new studio setup. In fact, the second this episode is done, I'll try to catch some clips of it. I'll try to record some stuff. Maybe we can put a little video together about the new setup here at Ram Showcase for the Sheriff Station. But as soon as this is done, this is all going down. Everything's getting taken down. So this is it as far as this setup. It's going to be over very soon and look very different, very different. We'll dig into the audio quality, though. The editing of the show, it'll sound a little bit different. It'll be minuscule for people who are not sound people, but I'm in radio now, so I've found little things that I'm like, oh, I could do that better, I could do this better. Learning different things at the radio station's like, oh, okay, I can probably do that now, you know, stuff like that. So sound guys will hear a little bit of a difference, but I will, and that's most important to me. So I can only see the world through my own perspective. So we'll rework the graphics, maybe work with some transitions. We're just going to kind of get a restructure, I don't want to say it's a rebranding. It's not a rebranding. Because we'll keep the same logos. It's still Ram Showcase. I'm still Sheriff Joe Bags. Everything's going to be similar. It's hard to explain what to expect, because I don't even know what to expect. I have not yet dug into what I want this show to look like and what the structure is going to be and what my studio is going to look like. I have a very, very basic idea of how I want to set up in here. That's it. I'm still very early stages in this, but I just know it needs to be done. We'll be working with the content, most importantly. I think I want it to be delivered a little bit stronger. I think I want it to be a little bit punchier. And like right now, I'm kind of rambling a little bit. And so anybody who's hanging out with me and listening, thank you, first of all. But I want the content to get stronger. I want other ideas. I want other segments. If you have ideas for segments, please drop them. If you feel like something's been missing from Ram Showcase, feel free to drop that in the comment section below, and I can't guarantee that I'm going to take every suggestion, but I will look at them, and I will see what I can do. Again, this is a one-man show, and it is difficult to write up segments that take hours and then do graphics and do all that stuff. I'm not saying it's not possible, and if that's what the people want, that's what the people will get, you know what I mean? But I also need to be able to live a life. I've got a full-time job and do this as well. I got to keep some sort of social aspect to living this life. My favorite comment I've ever received was, it's like ESPN, but just for the Rams. I don't even know who said it. If that's you, thank you. Because that really did have such a strong impact for me. So I want to give you a show that you absolutely love. And I know that in doing that, I will find my love for it again. Because ultimately, and I say this more than enough times, first and foremost, I am a Rams fan. That's why I don't do anything live during the game. I'm watching the game. I'm enjoying the game. And I had no shots or anything at anybody who does stuff during the game, but that's my time to enjoy the LA Rams. And then we'll come in later on in the week and talk about what we saw, but I'm not going to do anything live. I'm watching the game. I'm enjoying the game. First and foremost, I am a Rams fan, and I want that experience to remain whole, I guess, in... I think that's the best way that I can say that is I want that experience. Me watching the Rams games, that cannot be messed with. I'm going to sit and watch the Rams games. I'm going to pay way too close attention. I'm going to high five all my bros when we score touchdowns and stuff. That's just going to be, that's not touched. That will not be touched. But creating the show for you that you want to see will, I think, get me going again, because like I said, I'm a Rams fan. I want to make a show that I would want to watch. And in doing that, that's what I started with. And in doing that, it helped me build Ram Showcase and has created what it is today, which is awesome, which is the longest running Rams podcast. I've come a long way in my own life. I kind of talked about that a little bit. And then with the Rams winning the Super Bowl, combined with my own personal goals being met, and my personal life taking some very positive turns, kind of put the show on the back burner a little bit, and that was not necessarily the intention. It just kind of happened. But it sounds braggy, I guess, but like things are going right for me and things are going in the right direction. Life is kind of kicking some butts right now. So I don't know. It's It's hard to like not sound braggy, I guess. So I'm just going to kind of move on from that. But I will now begin the process of tearing down Ram Showcase, building it back up. This is not a rebranding of the show. This is just a restructuring of the show. So it will take a couple of weeks while we nail everything down. I want to find my motivation again. And I think that getting excited about the show again means taking a step back and figuring out exactly what I want the show to be. To everybody who's been hanging with me for this in the duration of Ram Showcase, and some of you have been here since the very, very beginning and have hopefully seen my growth. I know that I've seen it. My first episode is always still published. I keep that public simply because I think it's hilarious, but you know, but either way. But I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out with me every or most weeks, as there has not been, it's not been 100% of weeks as throughout the last 6 years, but we chat about the LA Rams, and I love that. I love having that conversation. This team is awesome. I love it. It's so much fun. I mean, it's funny because I think I'm viewed as somebody who takes the Rams way too serious, and it's like my the biggest part of my personality. I don't really see it that way, but I get how it comes off that way. Look at the room I'm in right now and how I'm dressed. My car, my license plates say LA Rams, you know what I mean? So I get it, but I think there's more to me than that, but whatever. I mean, I'm not going to try to sit here and try to change how people view me. That's not my, that's their problem, I guess. I can only see the world through my own perspective. But it has absolutely been a blessing to have everybody here with me for this long, and I will definitely not take my listeners for granted. You guys truly mean the world to me. It's been so much fun getting to know some of you, and yeah, I hope that continues. I'm excited for more people to come in. But now is the time for me to just take a small little step back as we enter June and July, which is ultimately like the slowest time in the NFL. So I think it's kind of perfect timing to have these feelings right now and not like in week 7 where I feel like I need to step back and reevaluate. Not only myself, but the show. I do need to find my own motivations again, but I also, in doing that, I just need the show to help, I guess, if that makes sense. It makes sense to me. That's, I don't know. A lot of things only make sense to me. I get that, so I understand, but I just need to take that small step back, find my love for this again. And not to say that I don't love it, but that's all. I'm just bored. It's a little stale. So I just want to restructure. That's ultimately it. I hope that when I find that passion, that love, that motivation again, I hope that it is abundantly clear and shows through the microphone, shows through the camera. I think it will be obvious. I hope that it will be obvious. And I wouldn't hate comments about people saying, maybe, you know, popping in and being like, dude, you could definitely tell you're back, you know. And maybe I didn't leave. Maybe you don't think that I've left. But like I said, I'm very strict on myself. So the social media news that will continue, those updates will via Adrian and myself will absolutely continue. And I will still be reachable on social media. Don't think that will be absolutely gone, because that's absolutely not the case. But at Ram Showcase, at Sheriff Joe Bags, that will still be alive and well, and that news will continue to come. And like I said, I'll still pop in here and there, maybe just with live shows, maybe with actually, you know, a setup here. Maybe it'll be just a blank wall behind me. I'm not really sure at the moment, simply because I don't know exactly what this is going to look like as we move forward into the next era of Ram Showcase. But I guess the only thing left to say is thank you. Thank you all so much. Genuinely, thank you. And I'll see you guys soon. But that's going to do for me on this episode of Ram Showcase. Make sure you follow the Ram Showcase on all your favorite social media. That's at Ram Showcase on Instagram and Twitter. Facebook.com/Ram Showcase. You can follow myself as well at Sheriff Joe Bags on Instagram and Twitter. Facebook.com/Sheriff Joe Bags. For those of you who aren't Rams fans, our thoughts and prayers are with you. For those of you who are Rams fans, thank you guys so much for listening, and you have a great night.